I'm melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it.
Is because he's liberated us in the deepest and truest sense. And the liberation he has brought to us is the liberation from the obligation to tell lies. Donald Trump has made it possible for the rest of us to tell the truth about the world around us.
You know something, Trump maniacs? I don't see no stinking Nazis in here. I don't see no stinking domestic terrorists in here. The only thing I see in here are a bunch of hard-working men and women that are real Americans, brother.
So when I win on November 5th, the migrate, and remember this, we're going to win. I think we're going to win maybe bigger than anyone understands.
Start spreading the news. Isn't that great? This weekend was filled with so many wonderful things. Trump on Joe Rogan's show. Trump wearing the gold MAGA with the black all Undertaker music playing. Madison Square Garden. Major sparks flying all over the country. The liberals are losing their mind all over social media. The feeling is that 90% of the USA is voting for Trump. We have tons to cover, folks. Here we go.
When I first came into office, I cut taxes more than any other president. We have created 7 million new jobs, and it led to a growth like we've never seen before. We developed the greatest economy in history by far. When I left office, it changed. Inflation destroyed the lives of so many people. Interest rates went from 2% to 10%. Millions of illegal immigrants, traffickers, and drugs coming into our country. Our country has gone to hell. So I made a decision to run. We're going to make America great again, greater than ever before.
I will fight for you with every breath, and I will never let you down.
I'm going to fight like a G.
President Trump is literally putting his life on the line, and he's willing to risk it all because he loves this country.
He is strong, he is fearless, and he is what this country needs right now.
Our cities will be safe, our streets will be clean, and our border will be secure.
We can't allow our country to be destroyed by politicians who will put their own power ahead of the interests of the American people, our freedom, and our future.
The left told me to hate Trump. When you cut through the lies, you realize the truth. American families were better when Donald Trump was president. We were safer, wealthier, and stronger.
So if you love this country, if you want to stand up and fight for the future of our nation, you must re-elect Donald J. Trump.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Boy, these ads are just so amazing. They said that this played on the football shows through the weekend. Man, can you imagine that? You're watching football, and then you get motivated with that right there. And then you turn on your screen, and you're like, I think I'm going to check out the Madison Square Garden. How many folks showed up for that? There you are. You're looking at it. Madison Square Garden, out of all the places to hold a rally. What a place to be, huh? I bet you that was just phenomenal. For all of you guys that went, man, I'm just amazed. You know, they had them inside, and they had folks, they said 70,000 were outside, if you're looking at your screen.
So we had...
Looking at your screen.
A lot of people voting.
Folks were outside watching that monitor. 75,000 estimate out there. Excuse me. So the GPS, the grand total of 98,678 mobile devices were at or in the immediate vicinity of Trump's Madison Square Garden rally. Just under 20,000 were in the venue itself, and the balance were outside watching. So 47% had never even attended a Trump rally. Oh, that's big. And here's Dan Scavino posted this video. All the folks entering in. Man, that's like they're getting ready for a football game or a baseball game or a soccer game. Oh, man. Oh, the excitement must have been off the charts, folks. And, I mean, that's where we're at, right? This one guy right here was used to bring all the country back together again, the best that he could. Sacrificed it all. And, man, was it a great plan or what, right? We're in the, they always say, the ninth year. They said these rallies basically are, we're at the end. President Trump announced that, I believe, in Michigan. He said this is going to be hard because these rallies are pretty much coming to an end. We'll never see it again like we in history. My hope is that we'll beg him and say, look, could you please go out and do rallies, you know, just to do them so we can all celebrate together. That'd be wonderful. But the way it sounds, it's like he's going to go to work and we're just going to watch and enjoy the show. So check this out. One of my favorites, Hulkamania. Man, I love this guy.
Well, let me tell you something, Trumpomaniacs.
Oh, don't you love it?
Welcome to the house that Hulkamania built.
Man, that's so cool.
You know something? Usually when I'm in Madison Square Garden, I'm body slamming giants. I'm winning world heavyweight titles, and I'm cracking people over the heads with steel chairs. And the energy in Madison Square Garden is off the Richter scale. But today, Trumpomaniacs, the energy in here is something like I've never felt. The energy of all these Trumpomaniacs is the most powerful force in the universe. And today, this is Donald Trump's house, brother.
Oh, yeah. Woo, can you imagine celebrating together? It'd be fun. Oh.
You know something, Trump maniacs? I don't see no stinking Nazis in here.
Nope. Don't see them.
I don't see no stinking domestic terrorists in here.
Nope.
The only thing I see in here are a bunch of hard-working men and women that are real Americans, brother.
Real Americans, brother.
You know, when I hear my president and our president, Donald Trump, speak, he sounds for real, brother. He sounds like he has a heart of gold that's all for the USA. But when I hear Kamala speak, it sounds, yeah, it sounds like a script from Hollywood with a really, really bad actress.
If you guys want to watch the rest of it, it's pretty long. Go in the description box below the video. I try to give you just about everything we share in the video in the links below. If not, contact us and say you'd like to have a link at one of these maybe that I missed. Some other things that were pretty cool. Leo Terrell posted this video of Melania walking up, and she was wearing an interesting outfit, right? We're always looking for what she's wearing because her outfits always seem to have the comms to it. DC Lidstone, great catch. Boom, X.com. Of course, 17, thank you, has this one. Zebra, zebra. Bring the thunder. Then you got a kill box and you got a light tee and some whatever numbers or whatever that all means. But yeah, bring the thunder. And that's why we have that on the thumbnail. Not only that, folks are getting excited at the Madison Square Garden. I thought, you know, I was going to do this near the end. But you know, folks, I'm just in that kind of mood now to get this music going that they're putting out there. And I'm loving it. Get ready for some dancing.
Back me up, go all in, by Joe Biden. I gotta win, save the country from sin. I won't ever slack up, get your money back up. Try and cross my border, and you're bound to get smacked up. Get up, stand up, throw your MAGA hats up. If you got the feeling, Kamala's unappealing. Trump's got the hot flow, Dems are talking junk, though. I got shot in my ears, certify me as the GOAT, yo. Working, chat to peeps in the car. Send me serve more fries than lies from the voters are. DJ T, sure enough in the lead. And if great switch of on, I'm the prezi you need. Kamala's a clown, Kamala's a clown. So get out.
Yeah, I play that one all the time. I remember DJing when I was at AFN Iwakuni, and it's my favorite jobs. I loved going on radio and having conversations. I did the oldies but goodies type show, and we just have a blast. Here's another one, the MAGA-rina, not Macarena, the MAGA-rina.
Kamala's never gonna beat me in November. Donald's gonna make the country better than you can remember. Kamala's never gonna beat me in November. Hey, Kamala's never gonna beat me in November.
Donald's yeah, that's what I like right there. Folks, this is LT coming from And We Know, andweknow.com. That's Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those that love the Lord, to those that are called according to his purpose. We're listening to the MAGA-rina as we get closer and closer to this election. I hope you're going out to vote early. Nothing but excitement out there from we the people. I hope you're enjoying this show. Anyway, I just wanted to get that out there. It's been something I love doing. What other stuff came out from President Trump recently? Oh, yeah, he walks in. And I'll show you first this at Michigan.
Hello, Michigan.
Here's a Marine. You ready?
We had a lot of great speakers before me, so I don't know if I can top what Brian said and also what the imam said. But I can tell you one thing, you know, just based on my experience, I was born in Bitish Baal, that's South Lebanon.
This guy is also the Muslim mayor of Dearborn Heights, Michigan.
And we immigrated to the U.S. at age 12. When I came to this country, just a few years after, I decided to join the Marines because I want to give back to the to the and also, I retired from the Marine Corps. I worked for two corporations, Boeing and also Ford. But one of the things that I've seen, one of the things, I have never seen the devastation that we're seeing right now. You know, when President Trump was president, it was peace. We didn't have any issues. There was no wars. He didn't create wars. He was actually trying to withdraw our troops from overseas. You know, one of the things that was really upsetting, in my city, we suffered flooding in 22. And I asked for the National Guard to come and help us because it was, most of our city was underwater. But I was asked, we can help you, but there's a price tag to bring the National Guard to help Dearborn Heights. That's pretty sad. We're sending billions of dollars overseas, but yet we can't take care of our infrastructure here in the United States. Yeah. And this is the reason why I support and I endorse President Trump. Because we are going to make, we're going to stop the wars. We're going to make the United States safe again. And also we're going to make the world safe, have some respect, you know, around the world when President Trump takes, become the 47th president. Thank you.
Pretty cool because the Muslims there, they said there's like 200,000. They said 65-70% of the Muslims are supporting President Trump. And they actually got up there to endorse him also. And, you know, this Marine kind of reminded me of this. Wanted to show you real quick. This is a D-Day museum in, I believe, New Orleans, and it's the, called the Wonderful Victory Bells. And you know, here's a Marine. Here's someone who fought in the wars, and we just want to make sure that we remember as we're going through this battle, those that are on the front lines fighting for us. That's why we pray for them at the end of all of our shows. But I want you to listen to this. It's really going to touch your heart.
Well, you didn't beat us. No, no. Well, I'll just go home then.
I can sing.
You want our rendition?
I can't.
Yes, yes.
I can't carry a tune in a bucket, guys.
That's okay.
Well,
I think you don't have
the Marine, you had it
for other reasons.
All right, here we go.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we will fight our country's battles in the air, on land, and sea. First to fight for right and freedom, and to keep our honor clean. We are proud to claim the title of United States Marine.
World War II fighter right there, wiping his tears. Sure, you guys are too. What a battle we've been in. Whew. Anyway, to carry us into the next segment, I just wanted to show you this real quick. But folks, you know I've been suffering with a lot of pain. I talk about it all the time in my interviews about the pain in my back. I couldn't play golf. I'd play maybe 5-10 shots on the driving range. My back was killing me. My whole body was in aches and pains. And I finally realized I needed to do something about it, and finally found a substance called full spectrum hemp oil that really takes most of the pain away from me. And I was so excited because I didn't really understand how it works. And I had a little fear because of the plant pictures and all that through the years. And we got a great time, with this interview. If you guys missed it, from Ascent Nutrition, we had Lance on to explain it all. It was phenomenal. You don't want to miss that interview. I'm going to play a clip from that here real quick.
We've got is, so organically grown here in the U.S., you know, a lot of companies are sourcing their hemp from the Netherlands, which is fine. Like, I don't have anything against that. Obviously, if we can grow it here in America, it helps us economically. It helps the environment as well, because right. We're not, you know, doing all the shipping and all that.
But plus, if Trump wins, you know, you don't want that tariff either.
Exactly.
So we had a great talk, and it was just wonderful to really get an understanding of, you know, I kind of scroll through this, of, you know, the history behind what hemp is and how they've lied to us through the years of, you know, trying to demonize a lot of the areas of that. And he gave us a really good rundown, so you don't want to miss that. But you go into, you know, below the video and click on the link for Ascent Nutrition's hemp oil. It's right there at the very top of the video. You just click there, and you'll see that they have these products there to explain exactly how they work, everything that you need to know from that website, the infusion methods, the Ascent Nutrition full spectrum oil compared to CBD oil, and how they even have it to elevate your pet's health with the trusted hemp oil. I'm telling you, the taste is absolutely amazing. It's way different than anything I've ever had before, and more. And so you can get two, you get free shipping if you buy two of them, and or you subscribe, you get 10% off plus free shipping. That's in the description box below. Check it out today. So what you're watching there is Trump entered the Michigan rally this weekend wearing all black with a gold tie and gold writing on his hat, Make America Great Again. He's walking in with the Undertaker song from WWE. And if you guys don't know, the Undertaker never loses. And there's some theories going on around this particular walk-in in this way. Almost as if it's done. You guys have had enough. You've put me out enough. You've beat me up enough. It's not time for me to rise up, and I'm taking you down. And so as we go through that, I wanted to show you a couple of comms on this and how this is probably playing out. Who knows? But I love to share these. Newstrees in Channel 17 with the gold square there. Imagine if you had it all. Imagine you are close to completing the greatest sting operation in human history. Imagine you're about to win the war of good versus evil. Imagine there were no moves left for your enemies to play. In other words, imagine if it was over before it began. Think of what you saw in New York City. Think of what's about to happen. Yeah, you probably start off the weekend this way too, with the Undertaker. Dark MAGA tonight in Michigan for 45-47. That's from Dan Scavino. When he posted that, he put 10 days. Interesting. Because 10 days and darkness match. If you look at this and you go to number 88 with 10 days in darkness, you're looking at that, folks, when you go to the cue board and you look up number 88, 10 days and darkness, you got 10 days matching here. You've got the darkness here, right? Scare tactics, mainstream media, that's what they use. They're scare tactics. The Democrats are falling. The Republicans are walking away, removed. You've got disinformation is real. Distractions are necessary. And that is what we have playing out for us all. Now, here from Grasshopper, he's sharing that when Dan Scavino posted this, 10 days, make America great again, you've got this particular post here from 3651, because it was posted with the 3651 timestamp. People actually believe those responsible for the attempted coup of a duly elected sitting U.S. president will go unpunished. It's not going to happen. He's going to make sure, using the rule of law, those people who committed treason in our country are going down. And they know it. And especially the mainstream media knows. Laura Logan said, if the Washington Post is serious about journalistic credibility, it would retract every false story it printed on Trump, Flynn, Russia collusion, Hunter's laptop, and so on. But they won't. This is a Hail Mary to try to save themselves from a sinking ship. It tells you they already know Harris cannot win on her own. Her side is already trying to engineer a false victory, and they plan to make the country ungovernable if Trump wins in spite of the steal. What they get away with is up to every American. Washington Compost declines to endorse presidential candidate for the first time in 36 years. The Washington Post will not be endorsing a presidential candidate in 2024 election or in any election moving forward. The shocking move breaks a 36-year tradition of endorsing mostly Democratic candidates for president. Lewis said the move will reestablish the Post as an independent newspaper and allow readers to make up their own minds about the election. Quote, we are returning to our roots of not endorsing presidential candidates. Huh. Interesting what the mainstream media has been up to. Check out this interview with J.D. Vance.
Ask yourself a basic question about network integrity. You got.
Oh, by the way, folks, we're going to be showing you a lot more from Madison Square Garden, in case you're wondering.
Guys talked about the Russia hoax nonstop.
The FBI was investigating it. The FBI was investigating it. So we recovered them.
And so you took the words of unnamed FBI agents and put them on your network as if they were the gospel truth. You did it again and again. A viewer of your network would have believed that Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin conspired in 2016.
No.
That was totally and preposterously false.
No.
Well, that's
what you just said is false. We covered an FBI investigation. I don't know why you want to talk about the FBI investigation.
You covered it in a way that gave credence to anonymous sources' accusations. You did it yourself. Your network did it, Jake. But again, can we talk about the issues that Americans care most about?
In other words, you committed treason there, buddy. Let's see. J.D. Vance was also on with Meet the Press.
So this week we learned that China was behind a broad hacking campaign
sure.
targeting the phones of both presidential campaigns, highlighting the threat that China poses to this country. And yet Donald Trump recently called his domestic political opponents, quote, the enemy from within, and said they are more dangerous than Russia and China. Do you believe that people like Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi are more dangerous than Russia and China?
Well, I think what Donald Trump said is that those folks pose a greater threat to United States' peace and security because America is strong enough to stand up to any foreign adversary.
Do you agree with him? They pose a larger threat to the United States than Russia and China?
What he said, and I do agree with this, what he said is that the biggest threat we have in our country, it's not a foreign adversary because we can handle these guys. We can handle foreign conflicts. We can handle, look, under Nancy Pelosi's long life in public leadership, the United States has gone from the preeminent industrial power of the world to second next to China. Mm. That fundamentally belongs on Nancy Pelosi's shoulders.
Amen.
And if we're going to have a more prosperous country, we've got to recognize our own leadership is why we lost our industrial base to China. Our own leadership is failing to lead this country into peace and prosperity. And of course, Kamala Harris, look, when I look at the biggest threats to America, Kristen, I think the fact that people can't afford groceries, the fact that we can't meet our recruitment goals in the military, the fact that Americans have a wide open southern border, that's a way bigger threat than any foreign threat. And yes, it's caused by broken leadership.
You know, I was thinking about today, folks, when I saw J.D. Vance with his communication, his skills. He's probably got a great team behind him, and they work through these questions and answers. And the way that he pivots perfectly to allow the people to know what they've been up to, the enemy. I think about how Pence answered these questions, or the type of questions, right? Can you imagine sitting there with this stoic look and he talks, you know, Kristen, something that's very interesting. Instead of going after them and pointing out their faults like he does, he goes after the media to let them know you're at fault. No, you're wrong. Your line of questioning is off. Let me tell you what's really going on. And he does it with passion. And he does it like he really cares about we the people, not like a stoic politician who just looks like a tin can up there talking. So anyway, something really interesting popped up on MSNBC. They actually bring up a name when it comes to President Trump, and they link it with military tribunals. Not that President Trump's going to go after people, but military tribunals.
You know, Willie, he's endorsed the idea of military tribunals for the likes of Liz Cheney.
Is that supposed to be a bad thing or a good thing? Yeah.
And other Republicans. So this has nothing to do with being a Republican or a Democrat.
No, it
being
does
a
not.
Conservative or a liberal. In fact, Liz Cheney is far more conservative than Donald Trump will ever be. And yet, he's talking about military tribunals for Liz Cheney.
Oh, boy. They threw a name there. Threw a name in there for Liz Cheney. You know, I was going to show you this, and I completely forgot. I'm going to bring this over. This was MAGA Brittany. Great catch by Just Like Gizmo. You know, showing this post by the darkened Trump with the quote 10 days leads us to Q88. We saw that. But then you go down this thread. Darkness, you know, that 10 days, and then you get your darkness. I have a question. The 10 days darkness is when to Q? Shutdown. Interesting, right? Q responded, shutdown. Well, then you go to 2726, also mentions 10 days. Be alert, next 10 days, false flag attempts may be carried out in an attempt to change the narrative. High possibility of multiple day coverage event forcing pause on the news. See something, say something. So yeah, there could be some strange event that happens that pauses all the talk of the election. Well, yesterday, or the other day, the FBI and CISA put out a joint statement. This is probably October 25th, right? People's Republic of China attacked U.S. infrastructure and is still being investigated. Interesting. And this also comes out on the same day Israel did a retaliation strike on Iran, as well as North Korea reported sending troops into Russia to help with Ukraine. The House Intel Chair, Representative Mike Turner, said that the U.S. should consider what? Direct military action in Ukraine. No kidding. So with the relevant news about China, Russia, Ukraine, Iran, and Israel, the media is painting the picture that potential World War III is about to break out. It's a multiple-day coverage event that could force another, you know, other news to pause from now until the election. Be alert, next 10 days, false flag attempts. That's why they're bringing it up. So back to Q88, the mainstream media will use scare tactics to keep us distracted. Distracted from what? Well, if the D's are falling and the Republicans walk away and removed, remember we talked about that, it was in the Q drop. It seems like we could see the House arguing about whether or not the U.S. should assist in any part of the war. That's what I expect. But if the war is a scare tactic distraction that causes people to walk away, this really could be setting the stage to start making arrests. The good ones would need to get out of the way. This would allow that. Huh. Interesting. Yesterday, Saudi Arabia condemned Israel's strike on Iran, while the U.S. State Department offered to sell missiles to Saudi Arabia for the defense against Iran. That's an interesting post. And then you go on, Q88 highlights Trump's last week he made before he left for his trip to Saudi Arabia on May 20th, 2017. What was the last tweet by POTUS prior to the Saudi Arabia? Huh. So you have the weekly address. And then why is his tweet, weekly address to the American people, relevant? Because he laid out exactly what he was doing in order to bring peace to the Middle East. Where is President of the United States? He was with our military at Yokota Air Base in Tokyo. He was negotiating while being surrounded by military. So in MAGA Brittany's opinion, the Democrats need this war to distract us from the election. A war could potentially cause people to be afraid to get out and vote. Is this why Trump has been promoting early voting? A war could potentially cause the election to pause or allow the D's to sneak in and try to steal it while we're busy distracted by worldwide chaos. Remember, President Trump put this one out here September 17th about cease and desist. Better watch out. Better not do anything to distract from this election. You're going to be in huge trouble for sure. Wow. Lots going on, man. That was a good post. Thank you for sharing that with all of us. And so just in case you guys didn't know, if you haven't been paying attention, been busy through the weekend, playing with your grandkids, kids, and more, well, it seems like old Kamala was supposed to have Beyonce. And she had people thinking she was going to do a big concert. But Beyonce only showed up for 2 or 3 minutes and got paid $10 million.
The Kamala Harris rally in Houston, Texas was absolutely insane. You saw Beyonce and Kelly Rowland walked out. Kelly looked like Beetlejuice. And then after that, Kamala walks out, right? She gives him the hug and everybody's so mad because they're like, what? Beyonce only spoke for 3 minutes? I thought we were going to get a free concert. Wait, what? What's going on? Wait, why is she hugging Kamala? I thought this was a concert. Oh, and then Kelly and Beyonce have a nice little moment, you know, reminiscing. And then everybody realizes it was a bait and switch and they walk their butts out. As soon as Kamala got on that dang stage, everybody was pissed off, rightfully so. They duped us. They duped the entire city of Houston, Texas. 30,000 pissed off people right before an election less than 2 weeks away. What is Kamala Harris thinking? It was a night to forget, I'll tell you that much. Kamala Harris should be ashamed.
Oh, yeah. And so, of course, Joe Rogan and Trump had 10 million plus views. It's probably way up there now. Kamala and Beyonce had 500,000 views on their YouTube. Both published 11 hours, right? They published at the same time. The elites no longer control the culture. So humiliating for Democrats. I mean, think about that, folks. Normally, everybody tunes in. Beyonce's playing. Oh, this is going to be so good. Forget about Joe Rogan and his show. We're going to go watch Beyonce perform. No, that's not what happened. They didn't go on there to watch it at all. 500,000, that's it. Joe Rogan and Trump go off the hook with their deal. And check out what happened when the people realized Beyonce wasn't going to perform. People start going crazy and screaming. They're mad and they're booing. Where's our concert? And then somebody started having a panic attack or they needed a medic. Well, there was a bunch of medics on the stage and they were saying, hey, it looks like somebody needs medical support from a bunch of doctors. Or people wearing doctor outfits or actors. Oh, somebody needs medical assistance. How about getting off the stage and going to help them if you're supposed to be doctors? So that was weird. And then the people wouldn't let her speak. So she kept getting heckled everywhere she went. She's just having a hard time keeping control. And then, of course, somebody tried to use their teleprompter and wasn't working for them, one of their guest speakers.
It's been empowering for me. You know, the teleprompter, I'm having a hard time seeing it, guys. I'm just being real here. So it's
hard to support Kamala by just thinking off the top of your head. You need something to read. Yeah, a lot of people use teleprompters, but how about instead of making that announcement, just tell people what you really think about Kamala? Folks, we got a lot more from Madison Square Garden. I'm going to show you J.D. Vance, how he's off the hook. Some stuff from Joe Rogan's podcast. More from Madison Square Garden. Elon, too. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Just want to make sure to remind you, you can go to andweknow.com. That's our amazing website, folks. I just remind you every video in case you forgot or maybe first time on this channel. AndWeKnow.com is where we're at. And you just go to that website. When you head there, you're going to be able to click on X, Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, and more to reach out to us. You can also notice that we have all of our videos showing, all of them. They're there for you. Our mock merch is there, our name, email address, subscribe to our newsletter. You can check out all types of things that we have there, and also our partners. If you go to our partners, you'll notice that, you know, hey, I watched a video. I forgot where to get the Brightcore stuff. There it is. I forgot where to get my coffee, Hunter's Blend Coffee. It's all there for you. EMF Protection, Dr. Kelly Shockley, LT Pet Club 247, Tri Trail Tales Beef. We're going to be sharing that their beef here a little bit. New Spring Wellness Center. Remember, for those that are struggling with getting sober, they're absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And so other things to remind you of is our merchandise that we have. You can actually go there and see that we have shop.amweknow.com or just go to our website and you'll see our sweatshirts and hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks. And you'll also notice that we have this picture for you also. I thought it was really cool to share with you that let's see, right there. I love the show, LT. Every day I look forward to watching your work. Thanks for being the voice of reason for me during these very challenging times. I housed these volunteers from Southern Illinois as they were traveling through Murfreesboro, Tennessee, on their way to the disaster zone in Western North Carolina. Wow, that is so cool. I gave them one of my And We Know shirts. Isn't that cool? And I also noticed that they have something they're offering on our shop.andweknow.com just for you to look at. They have these jackets here available in pre-color for pre-order in three colors. So you got your jean jacket, you got the pink jacket and white jacket, all that. Check out all the Patriot packs also. So it's really cool. Here's some more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
Donald J. Trump, 8 years ago, go back 8 years, he had everything. He had fame, he had fortune, he had family, he had friends. But he gave up the easy life to save the United States of America. When they couldn't beat him, they tried to bankrupt him. When that didn't work, they tried to impeach him. When that didn't work, they tried to put him in federal prison, and when that didn't work, they even tried to kill him. But as sure as the American flag still waves, Donald Trump still stands, ready to fight, ready to win, and ready to make America great again. God bless you all. Thank you so much. Let's do it.
Way to go, J.D. Vance. We got some more from Madison Square Garden, but first I wanted to take you to the Joe Rogan Show. There's a lot of clips, but one of them in particular I'm just going to show you. The rebels are Republicans now.
The rebels are Republicans now. They're like, you want to be a rebel? You want to be punk rock? You want to like buck the system? You're a conservative now. That's how crazy. And then the liberals are now pro silencing criticism. They're pro censorship online. They're talking about regulating free speech and that regulating the First Amendment. It's bananas to watch.
Joe, they come after their political opponent.
Well, they do.
I got more guys. I always say, you know, I kid, but I'm not kidding. I've been investigated more than Alphonse Capone. He was the meanest of them all. He'd kill you in 2 seconds if he didn't like you, right? I've been under investigation more than Alphonse Capone, only because it's political opponent stuff. And I've won. I won the big case in Florida. I'm winning the other stuff. You win, but you know what they did? They did something that's only done in third world countries. They came after their political opponent.
Yes.
I could have put crooked Hillary in jail.
Well, not only that, but they're weaponizing it by saying that that's what you're going to do once you get in office.
Isn't it great?
By ignoring what they're doing right now. It's crazy.
I heard it. Somebody was defending me today. They said, no, they say, that's what you're doing to him. They're going, he's going to put us in jail. He's going to invest.
They said, what you're
that's
doing.
That's what you're doing to him.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, will you do that? Will you do that to him, to them, if you win? You know, the presidency has tremendous power. I could have put crooked Hillary
I respected
jail.
That you didn't because didn't. What you said was it would be bad for the country.
Interesting, right? The amount of power that he mentioned that he could have, you know, he could use to take these folks, put them in jail, but he didn't do it. Well, something else I caught, the letter Q 17 times. Excuse me, he used the number 17 six times on the Rogan Show.
I had a poll, Washington Post, ABC, in the Hillary thing, on Wisconsin. They had me down 17 points the day before the election. I knew it was wrong because I had a rally. I had 29,000 people at a racetrack, and it was like 0 degrees, Wisconsin. And they had me down 17 points.
Two.
In other words, you had no chance. And I won. And I called up my pollster, good guy, good guy, and I believe he's legitimate, and you know, and some of them aren't, some of them aren't. I said, tell me, why did they have me down so much? I mean, nobody's going to believe them the next time. They said they don't care. When you're down 17 points, people are going to stay home. They're not going to vote.
Right.
Because they're going to say, I love Trump, but I'm not going to waste my time. It's cold out. I said, but what do they make at 4 or 5? He said, at 4 or 5, they're going to go and vote. At 17, they're not going to go and vote. So think of it. I was seven. This is a Washington Post ABC poll. I was down 17 points in Wisconsin, and I won. It's crooked stuff.
There's a lot of crooked stuff, and I wanted to talk about that too, because
17. You think he knows something? I tell you what. No coincidences. So Trump says Kamala has violated her oath.
Kamala Harris has orchestrated the most egregious betrayal that any leader in American history has ever inflicted upon our people. She has violated her oath, eradicated our sovereign border, and unleashed an army of migrant gangs who are waging a campaign of violence and terror against our citizens.
Yeah, how about that? She's in big trouble, folks. Sounds like treason. More treason.
This will be America's new golden age. It's going to happen quickly, too, very quickly. Every problem facing us can be solved, but now the fate of our nation is in your hands.
So he had made sure that folks know that things are going to happen very quickly. And there were some other great speakers. I got Elon, I'm going to queue up here in a second, but wanted to show you something from Vic as he gets pretty fired up.
If you want to seal the border, vote Trump. If you want to restore law and order in this country, vote Trump. If you want to grow the economy in this country, vote Trump. If you want to revive national pride in this country, vote Trump. If you want to stay out of World War III in this country, vote Trump. If you want to make America great again, vote Trump. I'm going to give you one more reason to vote Trump, and it's this. It's the one the media in the back, they won't talk about this. But they know it to be true. Donald Trump is actually the president who will unite this country, actually. And we don't talk about that enough. America First includes all Americans, regardless of their race, their gender, or their sexual orientation. If you want to seal the border...
Or their party. He's still... Daddy's coming on. Remember that for Tucker? It's so cool.
America's just not just going to be great. America is going to reach heights that it has never seen before. The future is going to be amazing! Now,
yeah, that's amazing, huh? They're all having a great time. Freedom, freedom, freedom. And of course, when you head back over to, well, I think I'm going to show you one more, the celebrity endorsements for Kamala. This is pretty good.
Feels good in here. The other side's got a lot of crazy endorsements. Swift, Eminem, Leo DiCaprio, Beyonce. Every day the Democratic Party looks more and more like a P. Diddy party.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's what you guys want.
Interesting, huh? Speaking of the P. Diddy party, we know that she was there. And I think when she tried to give a preaching message, I believe, at a church, the folks weren't having it.
Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. The path may seem hard, the work may seem heavy, but joy cometh in the morning, and church morning is on its way.
Mm-hmm. There's Jezebel. She has no idea what she's doing. She's pretending that she knows scripture and more, and it's pretty sick. Let's see the other guy that's out there. Oh, yeah, this guy was speaking too.
But whether it's online or in the media or in our social circles, there are folks who say they're not sure about Kamala. They accuse her of not providing enough policy detail. Some wonder, do we really know her? Is she too aggressive? Is she not aggressive enough? There are folks sowing seeds of doubt about whether she's who she appears to be. Now, don't get me wrong. Voters have every right to ask hard questions of any candidate seeking office. But can someone tell me why we are once again holding Kamala to a higher standard than her opponent?
I don't see anybody holding Kamala to a higher standard. Do you? So this guy continues to lie. If you take out the hair, take off the makeup, take off the little eyelashes and more, you're going to have maybe a little mustache grow after a couple of days. It'll change. But anyway, here we are with Elbert Gilroy. Check this out.
Recently, I made what many are referring to as a bold decision to switch my party affiliation to the Republican Party. I wanted to take a moment to explain why I chose to become a Republican, and also to explain why I don't think it was a bold decision at all. It is the right decision, not only for me, but for all my brothers and sisters in the black community. You see, in recent history, the Democrat Party has created the illusion that their agenda and their policies are what's best for black people. Somehow it's been forgotten that the Republican Party was founded in 1854 as an abolitionist movement with one simple creed, that slavery is a violation of the rights of man. Frederick Douglass called Republicans the party of freedom and progress, and the first Republican president was Abraham Lincoln, the author of the Emancipation Proclamation. It was Republicans in Congress who authored the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments, giving former slaves citizenship, voting rights, and due process of law. The Democrats, on the other hand, were the party of Jim Crow. It was Democrats who defended the rights of slave owners. It was the Republican President Dwight Eisenhower who championed the Civil Rights Act of 1957. But it was the Democrats in the Senate who filibustered the bill. You see, at the heart of liberalism is the idea that only a great and powerful big government can be the benefactor of social justice for all Americans. But the left is only concerned with one thing, control. And they disguise this control as charity. Programs such as welfare, food stamps, these programs aren't designed to lift black Americans out of poverty. They were always intended as a mechanism for politicians to control the black community. The idea that blacks, or anyone for that matter, need the government to get ahead in life is despicable. And even more important, this idea is a failure. Our communities are just as poor as they have always been. Our schools continue to fail children. Our prisons are filled with young black men who should be at home, being fathers. Our self-initiative and our self-reliance have been sacrificed in exchange for allegiance to our overseers, who control us by making us dependent on them. Sometimes I wonder if the word freedom is tossed around so frequently in our society that it has become a cliché. The idea of freedom is complex and it's all-encompassing. It's the idea that the economy must remain free of government persuasion. It's the idea that the press must operate without government intrusion.
That's right. The press has to operate without government intrusion. So it's amazing, this whole message you guys can get in the description box below. And it's really powerful. It's one that we can share with everyone. We're talking about the press getting involved. Laura Logan shows this clip to us. This is funny on so many levels. First, because the job of journalists is not to endorse political candidates in an election. No paper or news outlet is obliged to do so. I don't even know why they do it at all. Secondly, Michael Steele was chairman of the RNC. What is he doing? Third, and most importantly, Trump never said he would go after anyone who opposes him. He has a duty, responsibility to hold people accountable for their crimes. That's it. No manufactured political crimes to undermine the country and the will of the people. Just accountability. Millions of Americans have been waiting for a long time now for justice. It's overdue. Here's the clip.
This act of cowardice to me is just reprehensible, because all the bravado and all the BS that you put out there, you know, democracy dies in darkness. Well, baby, you just turned out the lights, Bezos. You just turned out the lights for the Washington Post, because you were so afraid that, you know, oh my God, Donald Trump is going to drag us. Donald Trump is going to come after my business. Here's the deal. If you can't handle it, sell the paper.
So he's upset because Bezos won't endorse anyone who won't endorse Kamala and then come out there and help. He's calling him a bunch of cowards and more. He's just crazy. He's losing his mind.
Out of that business, because it's not a business for you. You cannot bring that mindset. You don't have a journalistic mindset. You don't understand what the First Amendment means to the men and women who actually do that job every day. There's a reason why your newsroom right now is pissed off at you, dumb behind, because you're buckled. You put it on your masthead, and then you took it down because you're afraid of Donald Trump? I don't get what the hell everybody's afraid of this guy for.
It's really,
I mean, there are more of us willing to stand in the light so it doesn't go dark, and you're turning out the lights on your own newspaper. Go ahead. See what happens. Because he's still going to come after you if he wins.
Wow. Well.
Right?
Yes, he said he is coming after anyone who is in opposition to him.
That's not what he said. Never said that.
He's calling Americans the enemy within, I think.
He never said Americans are the enemy within. He said there are folks or people. There's an enemy within, yes, but not Americans, like all Americans. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to paint the picture that he's going after everyone. It's not true. He knows it. It's getting old. Very, very old. And so I wanted to show you some more from the Madison Square Garden because these speeches were just absolutely amazing. Amazing. We got Tucker. Wanted to show you RFK Jr. and more. Also wanted to talk about the money just a little bit that came up on the Joe Rogan show. Check this out.
This country can become rich with the use, the proper use of tariffs. It'll
Did
keep
you just float out the idea of getting rid of income taxes and replacing it with tariffs?
Well, okay.
Were you serious about that?
Yeah, sure. But why not? Because we, ready?
Oh, sure. Let's get rid of those income taxes.
Be the most beautiful word, and I've said this for the last couple of weeks, in the dictionary today, and any is the word tariff. It's more beautiful than love. It's more beautiful than anything. It's the most beautiful word. This country can become rich with the use, the proper use of tariffs. It'll
Did
keep
you just float out the idea of getting rid of income taxes and replace?
Our country was the richest in the relatively in the 1880s and 1890s. A president who was assassinated named McKinley. He was the tariff king. He spoke beautifully of tariffs. His language was really beautiful. We will not allow the enemy to come in and take our jobs and take our factories and take our workers and take our families unless they pay a big price. And the big price is tariffs. And he'd speak like that, but he was right. And then around in the early 1900s, they switched over stupidly to, frankly, an income tax. And you know why? Because countries were putting a lot of pressure on America. We don't want to pay tariffs. Please don't. You know, they, believe me, they control our politicians. If you look at the kind of numbers that these guys make then and now, but we had a commission meeting in the, I think it was 1887. Think of this problem. We were so rich. We had so much money. We didn't know what to do. So they set up a blue ribbon commission on tariffs. And the sole purpose is what to do with all the money we had.
All that money that we had. It's interesting. D.C. Lindstone cuts this. Trump keeps talking about McKinley and tariffs. So I had to go to look. He wasn't disappointed. McKinley was a Civil War hero. Boom. What former president used the military to save the Republic and what occurred exactly? That was on a Q drop for November 1st, 2017. Good catch. There's McKinley right there. And I put this in the description box below for you guys. William McKinley, January 29th, 1843 to September 14th, 1901 was the 25th president of the United States, serving from 1897 until his assassination in 1901. Another assassination, interesting. Guy that's working with tariffs, not wanting to do income tax, right? Member of the Republican Party, interesting, another Republican. He led a realignment that made Republicans largely dominant in the industrial states and nationwide for decades. He presided over victory in the Spanish-American War, gained control of Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Philippines, restored prosperity after a deep depression, rejected the inflationary monetary policy of free silver, keeping the nation on the gold standard, and raised protective tariffs. Isn't that great? More good stuff, in case you missed it, was the video we dropped yesterday with Dr. Kirk Elliott speaking of silver. Silver is up 9% the last week. Billionaire investor making bet against the Federal Reserve. Oh, yeah. Great conversation with Dr. Kirk Elliott. I hope you guys go check that out. You can also notice that we have a way for you to reach out to him and have conversations at amwenow.com/gold. I tell you what, we had a great conversation. Here's a clip from that particular video yesterday.
They're going to be talking about their unit of currency, the BRICS unit. And what's the big deal about their BRICS unit, their common currency? Well, it's going to be 40% backed by gold. It's like, what? 40% backed by gold? An entire currency system is going to be backed by gold? Followed that up with what Putin said last week when we were talking, that right. He was going to add silver to the strategic reserves of the ruble. Right, they're going to back their ruble, not just with gold, but with silver.
Interesting, right? You guys don't want to miss it. Absolutely brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, put together for all to see. And so here we go. I just want to show you RFK Jr.'s first.
The landscapes on which we agree are so much larger. He said, I want to end the wars. I want to end this surveillance and censorship. I want to protect the Constitution. I want to protect freedom of speech. I want to end the surveillance. I want to end the weaponization of government against American politicians. And I want to end the chronic disease epidemic. Now, don't you think that we deserve a president in this country who's going to restore the moral authority of the United States of America? Don't you think that we deserve a president who's going to end the warfare state and rebuild the middle class? Don't you want a president who's going to put America first? And don't you want a president who's going to protect our children? And who's going to protect women's sports?
This is just amazing. Standing up there to have everyone join together. Dan Scavino even went up there, folks. And I tell you what, it was interesting because he entered the stage listening to the music.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage former White House Deputy Chief of Staff, Dan Scavino.
And so they're playing Sandman. Wow, Operation Sandman is in play. Sandman is a collaboration of 100-plus nations in agreement to simultaneously sell off their U.S. Treasury holdings, sending them back to the U.S. to collapse the U.S. fiat dollar. BRICS just had their summit with nations that are ready to use their own currency and ditch the fiat dollar. Goodbye, dirty central banks. Oh, my goodness. So he comes in with that music, and boy, Dan Scavino's having a blast. I wanted to show you this also. Santa Surfing posted this. Dan Scavino calling out HRC. Here we go.
Through it all, I joined with him in 2015 when we started running for the presidency. When nobody said we had a shot. When we were a joke. We were polling at
1%. 1%. Drop number one for the Q drop. Dan Scavino said 1%, Q1. And what does that say? HRC extradition, that's Hillary Clinton, already in motion, effective yesterday with several countries in case of cross-border run. Passport approved to be flagged effective 10:30, October 30th, 12:01 a.m. Interesting, would that be happening soon?
Hey, Hillary Clinton.
Ooh, we're just talking about her.
She had some not nice things to say about this.
Drop number one. He said 1%. Now he's talking about Hillary, who's on drop number one.
Rally today at Madison Square Garden. Take a look, Hillary. USA. USA. USA.
Oh, boy. That seems pretty good, if you guys know what I mean. Things are getting hot. And I tell you what, it's definitely looking like a red October. Red October for us all. And so, of course, nothing greater than having Tucker come out and speak, and they announced his name, and people were having a blast.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Tucker Carlson.
Thank you. I saw the Grateful Dead in this arena in 1987. I was seated right there. How weird. It's such an honor to be here, and it's wild. Just another day following Bobby Kennedy Jr. at a Donald Trump rally in Madison Square Garden. I mean, what? That's totally normal. Liz Cheney's out there with Kamala Harris. And there's Bobby Kennedy calling to protect women's sports at a Trump rally. It's a realignment. It's unbelievable. And the fact that it's here is even sweeter. Imagine if you're, and just pause for one moment, imagine you're Donald Trump, you're from New York City, you become famous in New York City, you make your fortune in New York City, and all of a sudden the leadership of New York City decides they're going to destroy you because they don't like your politics. And so they, yeah, boo, imagine if that were you, though. And they try and take everything that you have, they try and put you in prison, they try and put your children in prison. If that happened to you, how often do you think you'd be going back to New York City? How about never? And yet he's here. It's like getting thrown out of a bar. And you think to yourself, well, you know, all my friends are in the bar. And you approach the door and there's the bouncer like, you're not allowed in here. But from behind the bouncer, you hear the cheers of your friend, come on in! And the bouncer hangs his head in shame. Ugh. He's embarrassed that he's working for the man trying to keep the most popular person out of the bar. And that's Donald Trump back in the city that produced him with no embarrassment at all in a room full of his friends. The stones that takes, the bravery that takes is incredible. Donald Trump's going to win. He's going to win. I know that that's true. Why is Donald Trump going to win? The people he's about to defeat have no idea. And they're panicked. They have no idea why people like Donald Trump. And their first theory was, well, Donald Trump is evil, so half the country's evil also. And that's one of the reasons they spent the last 4 years trying to destroy the country, because they're mad at its voters for liking Donald Trump. How much easier would it have been just to pause for 20 minutes and ask yourself honestly in some silent place, why do people like Donald Trump? And if they had been honest enough to ask themselves that question, they would have come up with the two main reasons, and here's what they are. The first reason that people like Donald Trump is because he likes them. That's why.
Yep.
And it's real. Affection is something you can't fake.
Amen.
I don't care how many times Kamala Harris would tell me she loves me, I don't believe her. I saw her kiss her husband with a mask on. A mask on. That's her version of love. It's fake. It's not real. They spent 10 years telling you Trump is a hater. Do you feel that on him? No, you don't. Because it's not there. I've spent a lot of time with Trump. And there's not one moment I've ever been with him off camera where he's spending his time grousing about people he hates.
That's right.
Ever.
Yep.
He's talking about the people and the country he loves in his private time. Trust me. And people know, in a country that has been taken over by a leadership class that actually despises them and their values and their history and their culture and their customs, really hates them to the point that it's trying to replace them, they know someone who actually has affection for them, and that's Donald Trump. And it's requited. It's requited. They know. When he goes to McDonald's and serves fries, like, he's not faking that at all. That's why that worked. Democratic media consultants are like, how is that working? Because it's real. That's why. And the second reason that people love Trump, and I put myself in this category, it's why I'm here today, is because he's liberated us.
That's right.
In the deepest and truest sense. And the liberation he has brought to us is the liberation from the obligation to tell lies.
Hmm.
Donald Trump has made it possible for the rest of us to tell the truth about the world around us. And that's the single most liberating thing you can do for people. If you want to enslave people, if you want to degrade them, force them to tell lies.
That's right.
And they have. They force us to lie about everything at gunpoint, effectively.
Mm-hmm.
They put people in prison for refusing to lie. And not just the obvious lies that men can become women or Vladimir Putin blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. No, honestly, he did. January 6th was an insurrection. They were unarmed, but it was very insurrection-y. Not even the obvious ones, but the big lie. You know what the big lie is? The big lie is that they're impressive. That's what the big lie is. That the people in charge have somehow earned the right to rule over you, and they haven't. And you know that. These are the single most useless people in the United States. They have no skills whatsoever.
That's right, no skills.
They've got 3/4 of the money, and they didn't earn it.
That's right.
They set up a system precisely for the purpose of awarding themselves wealth and power when it's undeserved. You look at Liz Cheney and you ask yourself, honestly, what skill could she possibly have that allowed her to send hundreds of thousands of people to their deaths? Did she earn that? I don't think she did. No fair system would make Liz Cheney powerful. No fair system would make Larry Fink rich. No fair system would elevate someone like Kamala Harris to a presidential nomination. She's never been accused of doing anything useful. She has precisely no achievements. She's a nominee without getting a single vote.
That's right.
She is a metaphor for the system they created to make themselves rich and powerful. And then they have the gall to lecture you, the people who can actually change a flat tire and repair a power grid, who have useful jobs, who pay your taxes and work 40 hours a week, lecture you that you are somehow immoral. And Donald Trump has empowered the rest of us through mostly just sticking around in the face of their hate and abuse and persecution. He has given the rest of us the right to call BS on the charade. No, you are not better than us. No, you are not smarter than us. No, you do not deserve what you have. You probably stole it. No, you're not going to bully me into silence anymore. And I can promise you at this point, 9 days out, when Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Elon Musk and Tulsi Gabbard and pretty much every high school senior and college sorority girl in the country has come out finally say, yeah, I am for Donald Trump, actually. When the entire country has realized there is nothing embarrassing about this. What's embarrassing is to take a perfectly great country and destroy it, as they have. I'm not ashamed. You should be. At that moment, it's going to be pretty tough for them, 10 days from now, to look in the eye to America with a straight face. It's going to be pretty hard to look at us and say, you know what? Kamala Harris, she got 85 million votes because she's just so impressive. As the first Samoan Malaysian low IQ former California prosecutor ever to be elected president, it was just a groundswell of popular support. And anyone who thinks otherwise is just a freak or a criminal. At this stage of the game, after 9 years of listening to their lies and finding every single one of them totally false, no, it's not safe and effective, and no, she's not impressive. It's very hard for me to believe the rest of us are going to say, you know what, Joe Scarborough, you're right. You're right. She won fair and square because she's just so impressive. I don't think so. And to me, that is liberation. It's the freedom to say what's obviously true as a free man and not a slave. And I just want to say thank you, Donald Trump, for that.
That's right. Thank you. And so I remember one of the first ones as he's talking is when we went around our government buildings and we started saying Merry Christmas right after President Trump won. Because they were telling us in the government, you're not allowed to say that. We were like, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Like, what are you going to do to us now, huh? We got somebody in power that loves that. You know, another thing that's interesting is he keeps saying 9 years. A lot of people keep saying 9 years. Dan Scavino keeps saying 9 years. President Trump says 9 years. It makes me think of that cue drop where it says marker nine. Marker nine. Was that marker nine? 9 years? 9 years and we're done? Finally? I know we have a couple of years to battle it out, and it's not going to all be peachy and king, and we got to make it to January, too. But here's another one, just real quick, throwing it at them, letting them know, you know, how it's done. Alina Haba.
So, Nancy, it's time to sell your stocks. Take the cabal packing. The Clintons and Obamas can get out of our White House because America has had enough with you all. Bye now.
Bye now. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Oh, my goodness. Just really good stuff, folks. And here I was mentioning, you know, when everything happens and President Trump wins, when he wins, right? That's what we're hoping for if they don't have little shenanigans going on. This is something that everybody's been talking about.
So is your sense that on, say, January 20th, if Trump does win clearly in the election, is your sense that on January 20th, Trump will be inaugurated or no?
This period between November 5th and January 6th is going to be extremely intense. If Trump wins, my sense is that you will see street paramilitary left-wing slash never Trump right even potentially. You're going to see this sort of summer 2020 style riot force start to break out on the streets. The media is going to portray them as pro-democracy groups who are protesting the illegitimacy of the Trump Electoral College victory. So that's going to shut down the country. It's going to start terrorizing people. It's going to start preventing people from being able to communicate. You're going to see pressure put on the social media companies, extreme pressure put on by the Justice Department, put on by the advertiser networks. You're going to see this crisis response. It's going to feel like this country is, you know, it's going to feel like the day after January 6th for 2 months if Trump does indeed win the Electoral College. In order for them to prime the pump for their extraordinary actions on January 6th.
Yep, their extraordinary actions, of course, we know Raskin bragging on video, basically caught saying that they're not going to certify the election. So with all this going on, remember there's real people out there around us who went out to vote. They want President Trump in, and we've got to pray for them. We've got to stay together, especially for those that are just overwhelmed. They've seen the truth. They know that there's evil out there that wants to take over our country and destroy all of us. They see communism on the horizon. And I wanted to play this video as we come to a close today. Here we go.
Not my will, but yours be done. And it's crazy because you really have to trust that God is on the throne. So I fought, I campaigned, I influenced according to my beliefs and my convictions, and I stood. And I stood my ground. I stood my ground. And I'm standing my ground. And so after all, I've done all that I can as an American citizen, I have to constantly say, Lord, not my will, but yours be done. And cover America in prayer, fasting, and praise. So yeah, I never thought it would be this emotional for me. But it's humbling and it's a powerful experience. And I'm just super proud to be an American. So yeah, guys, go vote. Go do what you can for America. Fight for your country.
Fight for your country. President Trump wanted to make sure everybody knows. I played this in the beginning, but we're going to end with this.
So when I win on November 5th to migrate, and remember this, we're going to win. I think we're going to win maybe bigger than anyone understands.
We're going to win bigger than anyone understands. But be ready, because after this victory, they're going to do things. They're going to do things to us, to our children. Be on guard, because these evil liberals, these evil haters of our country, haters of President Trump, these people that have been brainwashed. They'll do things to your children that you would not even imagine. And this has been happening. If you go around and you start seeing these people showing up in front of your children, this is how they're behaving right now. Jumping in front of a child and screaming in her face. Just a child. So just remember what we're up against. Remember the voting, how important it is. Remember those folks that are brainwashed, these young ones from the colleges, the universities, and more. They need guidance and direction. They need to understand why so many have changed and transformed and said, you know what, I've had enough. And they showed up at the Madison Square Garden. They're showing up at all the rallies. We're on the last leg, the last more than a week left in this election. And it's exciting, but at the same time, interesting in that we know that even if we win, we still have a huge battle ahead. And we still have to stick together. And through all of this, folks, through everything that we're listening to and understanding, remember, there's folks dancing, they're having a good time, they're smiling. There's folks remembering those that fought on our wars and victory theirs in the Marine Corps. We're comms from President Trump letting us know, this is it. The Undertaker's here, I'm about to take over. Not letting them beat us down anymore. We're ready. We're ready. We have to stay in prayer.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for all that you continue to do through our lives. Thank you for all of the courageous folks standing up, letting everyone know where they stand. Courageous pastors, courageous leaders. People like Tucker standing up, Alina Haba, RFK Jr., J.D. Vance, President Trump, Melania, even Hulkamania, Hulk out there, Dan Scavino, these names, Vivek Ramaswamy, Tucker Carlson, and more. It's just been amazing to watch these leaders step to the front and say, you know what, we're going to take this thing in a new direction. We're going to trust our Heavenly Father with what direction He has for us. We're trusting you that you know what's right, that you guide us with your Holy Spirit. Please protect those that are continuing to fight. Protect all of us as we head into these last few weeks in the election and for the months further of the battle ahead against the enemy. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support, your prayers, and more. Sorry I went a little longer than normal. I just had a lot of material to cover and still skipped a lot, but hopefully we'll get those more in the rest of this week, all right? So for now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know. Signing out.
Is because he's liberated us in the deepest and truest sense. And the liberation he has brought to us is the liberation from the obligation to tell lies. Donald Trump has made it possible for the rest of us to tell the truth about the world around us.
You know something, Trump maniacs? I don't see no stinking Nazis in here. I don't see no stinking domestic terrorists in here. The only thing I see in here are a bunch of hard-working men and women that are real Americans, brother.
So when I win on November 5th, the migrate, and remember this, we're going to win. I think we're going to win maybe bigger than anyone understands.